There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us today. We are connecting to the dream and engaging the dream. And today, as we do that, we're going to shine a spotlight on an artist, Doug Atkin. In addition, listen to a little Jack Johnson covertly. He's always good for igniting and inspiring the dream from those islands in the middle of the Pacific. So today, as we talk about dreaming is not something that just occurs in the evening hours, but it also happens during the day. And when we engage with the dream, it keeps us in a resonance of where we want to be. And it's a beautiful practice, especially if you allow your mind to wander where it doesn't want to be, where it doesn't serve. And sometimes that can take us away from living to our full potential and just enjoying ourselves, plain and simple. So part of the reason for shining lights on different artists and creators is because this is a great place to just start the inspiration for dreaming, imagining, contemplating, getting ideas, engaging in conversations. And when that happens, the life is so much richer. It's not missing certain things that you might feel like you're lacking or you can't get to because you don't have something. So right now, I want you just to contemplate what inspires you, what gives you that energy in your solar plexus where you are ready to get up and go do something, what motivates you. And it's going to vary for all of us, and thank goodness, because then our world would be really homogenous and we would all be the same. So think about what inspires you and what engages you and gets you going, especially if you're wanting to start something fresh for work or for something that you're creating at home or with your family or wanting to do with your partner or friends. Just think about where you get your ideas from. And what we'll do is we're going to listen to the full song, Better Together, with Jack Johnson. And as you're listening to his words and allowing his music roll over you, just think about that, and we'll come back and discuss the importance of it.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions of my heart, like why are we here and where do we go, and knock on us so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars and we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. I find the way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do. For places we got to be, we'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Thank you. believe in memories, they look so, so pretty when I sleep. Hey, now and when I wake up, you look so pretty, sleeping next to me. But there is not enough time, and there is no, no song I could sing, and there is no combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
Better Together by Jack Johnson. And hopefully in that moment you were able just to connect to a few things that inspire you. And the reason we start with the inspiration is that's a beautiful place to start your dreaming. And that dreaming can be taken into nighttime dreaming and waking state dreaming, similar to maybe if you remember as a child or sometimes as a grown child, just sitting around and thinking, daydreaming, thinking about the things that you would like to create, allowing the inspirations to come. And if you're in a creative field, you might be able to connect to this concept a little bit differently than someone that's not. However, it's equally as important, no matter what you're doing, is to have this creative process, allowing yourself to engage in ideas and concepts so that you are able to fully approach things from all directions versus just one perspective. In addition, oftentimes you come up with much more interesting end results as you put them into action. So part of the practice first is just to stay inspired. And how do you do that? Is take time to connect with the things you love. So often I will personally hear, I don't have time to do that. But more than not, people spend a lot of time in their mind thinking and worrying and having questions about things they can't control. So if you added up all those hours in the day, which they're actually usually hours, you could utilize that time for the things you love. And if you still don't believe me, maybe just start with 5 minutes and just stay inspired. So if you like to write, take 5 minutes to write. If you wish you were sketching more, take 5 minutes to sketch. The more that you do it, the faster it's going to go, and then your skills are going to improve. If you like playing sports, just take 5 minutes and bounce the ball around, or hit the ball, or putt the ball, or go for a run, or a swim, or a walk, whatever it might be. And if you're really inspired by the arts, the creative arts, spend some time with that. If you're a musician, spend time with your instrument. All of these things will create inspiration, and if you don't have any have-tos with them, it creates a lot more inspiration, because then you get into this playful place where you can just engage without any strings attached. So from there, once you start this practice of just staying inspired, because this will ignite ideas and information, if you reflect back to a moment when you've had really exciting conversations with people, those start to feed ideas, and maybe you get ideas for the person you're talking to and they get ideas for you, and you create this exchange that is a lot of fun. Now, as you become inspired, what you can do as a practice is then once, let's say, you start to get a seed idea that sounds like really something you would like to do, you would like to cultivate, you would like to work towards, is before going into sleep time, you can start welcoming in that idea, that concept, and just visualize it, not being attached. Maybe you're going to be sketching or writing or just talking it out loud or sharing it with someone. But before you go to sleep, take some time just to imagine it in your mind's eye, visualize it, and then just release it, let it go, and then go into your night's sleep. And bit by bit, you'll start to connect to some information regarding those concepts and some additional inspirations around that to enrich it. Then when you wake up, again, kind of visualize it, connect if any information was transferred, and then write it down if you like, and then let it go. And then see what meets you during the day. And just have fun and play with this process. what you will notice is that just by practicing and staying inspired, you will engage with yourself a little bit differently and kind of look forward to those little moments where you get to have a few minutes to imagine and daydream. In addition, if you're feeling stress with work or family, take five. Go out and lay on the earth and just look up at the sky and start just allowing yourself to wander, your mind wander. Forget about the have-tos. Forget about the stresses. Forget about all those things. Just imagine something that you love. And it could be about Legos or this little doll you used to play with as a kid or building blocks, or it could be about making a jet engine. Whatever it might be, allow your mind to wander and just be there. So what I'd like you to do, we're going to listen to a little Riley Etheridge, Pilgrim's Dream. I would like you to bring into your awareness that which inspires you and something that you've been dreaming about doing. And bring the two together in your mind's eye as you listen to his song. Just allow his song to be the background and bring that inspiration, what typically gives you a little extra oomph, excitement in your life. And then also bring in something that you've been dreaming about doing or wanting to do, something you want to experience. It doesn't always have to be connected to your occupation and the way you earn money. Just bring it into your mind's eye, allow your mind to wander, and then we'll come back and we're going to shine a light on our artist and then give you all a reminder for a couple practices to bring into your world this week if you're inspired to, and then we'll sign out. So to sit back and enjoy a little Pilgrim's Dream.
Shadows long against the wall, wish that I was 10 feet tall for you. As we close another day, think of all the many ways we fall. In the not so distant past, men were true and built to last through all. Now as boats arriving at the dock, hopeful pilgrims held in stock and all. For that promise of a better day, the hard times to come our way will not dissuade us from the call. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong. All the years of sacrifice, prisons of our own device, it seems. Well, the walls will crumble down when we, the power of enduring dreams, unleash. As we take another chance, face the newfound circumstance in all. Will the leap of faith that brings us here hold us through the many tears to fall? For that promise of a better day, the hard times to come our way will not dissuade us from the call. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so old. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong. Pilgrim's dreams are so strong.
Dream are so strong. What a beautiful line. That's Riley Etheridge. And during that segment, hopefully you were able to connect a little bit to bringing that inspiration into something that you've been dreaming about doing. And while you allow that just to be right there, what I'd like you to do right now is, if you're on your computer or in the next, connect right now to our featured artist, Doug Atkin. What inspires me about his work is that he basically works with photography, sculpture, and architectural interventions to film sound. So this actually touches on all these things that are near and dear to my heart. And he creates the space, this sculptural space that you walk through and experience. So this is a perfect example that you could go into this, one of his installations, and see so much that's happening when he transforms a whole physical environment. And there would be a lot to engage and talk about, because it would impact you from sound to visual to what's under your feet to even the play that he does with the imagery on the wall. In addition, he has some great print work, books, and he's a Los Angeles native. He's done an installation at MoMA in 2007, and in that one he transformed an entire block of Manhattan into an expansive cinematic experience as he covered the museum's exterior walls with projections. So it's really fun. You can connect to part of his portfolio online at a site. You can connect to some of his upcoming showings. I always encourage people, even if you've been in trauma, if you've gone through a big life change, or you're in a big fun life change, or just living life, going out to the museums is a great way to support our arts, going out to galleries, showing artists support. You might be surprised at what you find, how it meets your heart, and where that takes you. And also, it's a story to share. So that's the last practice that I want to share with you this week, is that first you stay inspired, meaning you engage in things that really get your excitement going. So when people meet you, what happens is then you are an inspiration. When you bring those two things together, that inspiration and then you're inspiring others into a moment, that dream that you connected to potentially before you got to here or just now when you were listening to that song, then starts to take life, because you start to talk about it. And when we start to talk about it, it becomes known to the universe. It doesn't become held back by your fears, your doubts, your questions. And what also happens is you're redirecting your energy. Rather than being in self-sabotage mode, you're like, wow, this is exciting. Why isn't this possible? Sure, it's possible. What do I want to do, and where do I want to be? And then you start to notice the difference of what vibration you want to be in every moment, and where you'd like to follow through with it. So if you're inspired in this moment to start dreaming, bringing active dreaming into your daily life, remember, inspiration is that great seed, and I really encourage all of you to play with inspiration and then allow it to grow organically in a yin mode, meaning a little bit slower, like you're building a garden, and allow yourself to go on that exploration. And then from there, engage those dreams. See what happens. If you're really thinking that you want to do something associated with something, then you start that exploration to further feed the inspiration in venues that are anything and everything that is here on this beautiful planet to experience. So as we exit out tonight, we're going to listen to one more inspiring human being. And all these artists I share tonight are really inspirational themselves, their music. Xavier Rudd, Creating a Dream. Please, if you're really ready to connect more to how you can be a change agent on this planet, support the arts, support cultivation and preservation of culture. This is how we can leave our footprint for the next generations that come and don't know us. Click on the links below, check out their work, and simply spread the word if you feel inclined to. Until next time, this is She signing out with a big smile, a full heart, a soft gaze, and a namaste.
Imagine every whale was free to roam. Imagine if the trees could tell us where to go. Imagine that the sun could fill each lonely heart. Imagine confrontation never got a start. Imagine things were always crystal clear. Imagine if the mind never interfered. Imagine we could fly with broken wings. Imagine if the heart could shed its skin. Imagine sacred sites were left to be. Imagine if true activists controlled TV. Imagine Captain Watson had the final say. And imagine if industry just had to obey.